This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on a pre-action Monday is what I've taken to calling it. On Texans game day, they're facing off against the Dallas Cowboys at AT&T Stadium for Monday Night Football. And so our question of the day can be answered on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. In fact, I ask you, and I implore you to answer it, what do you dislike most about Dallas? Or just what do you dislike? It doesn't have to be what you dislike most. Pepperous.
You don't have to say dislike. I hate Dallas.
I mean, fair, but I just wanted to open it up, right? Like, sometimes, and shout out to Payne and Pendergast, they like to do the petty cast. Hey, man, do the petty. Like, get real petty with you, if you like. In fact, my answer is pretty petty. As I lived up in Dallas for over a decade, and I came back home once I had the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's good to be back in Houston, if for no other reason than there's actual good Chinese food here. Like, I just could not find Chinese food that was actually
good. I swear to God.
For all the things that I've experienced,
I feel like every town should have a good Chinese food spot.
Yeah.
And yet,
crazy.
Really? I've never every time I go to Dallas, I haven't had Chinese food.
Now, here's the thing I will say, right? Like, I don't know about none of that like real upscale Chinese, but yeah. I grew up on getting that nice cheap Chinese food, the digit good, right? Yeah. Like I don't feel like doing all that. Let me go get some takeout.
Yeah.
Couldn't find some real good one up there, man.
Dang, that's crazy.
And so it's good to be home, if for no other reason. And there's a lot of other reasons why you could dislike or hate Dallas. So let us know what yours are for our question of the day.
Well, I got three things. I got three things. And it's probably in order because Dallas, I've always called it a giant glass ranch. It's so freaking flat. It has no personality.
Can we say flat when we're talking about like...
What you mean flat?
Compare it like...
Well, not the women.
Landscape-wise?
No, not the women. Those are all enhanced. The scenery, the vistas, the atmosphere, the person... It's just flat except for all these glass buildings that they put up there and they think that's personality. It's boring. It's a boring...
So like a flat personality?
No, the landscape.
Well, I don't know how much you get. I mean, we're talking about Houston.
Houston is kind of flat.
Houston has the bayous, the Gulf, the, you know, all this other. It's so,
okay.
It's of all the things that you can go after Dallas for, flat was where you came with.
But here's the other thing. It's in the middle of nowhere.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's just at least Houston, like I said, has some things, man. Yeah. You know, has some personality, has old neighborhoods that have been refurbished. And I know Dallas can say, well, what about blah, blah. No, I'm talking about like it's happening here. You know, the downtown is vibrant. You can go to Galveston. You can go down south. You can like some of the Buffalo Bayou place. Like it has personality. Houston does. Dallas is just it's like they plop this city in the middle of. You know, a flat ranch and said, hey, let's put some glass buildings up. That's number one. It's the landscape is boring. It's blah. It's ugly. Number two is the people. And this isn't everybody. There are some fantastic people. Like I said, you know, my sister lives there. But you go to Dallas.
Just her, though. Everybody else.
You go to Dallas and have a conversation with Dallasites and you're going to come across a dozen at least at a party. $50,000 fake millionaires. Like they put on airs in Dallas more than any place I've ever been in my life. Like, you know, they probably make a decent living and they act like they're millionaires. You know, and I got this Lexus and this blah, blah house and I got a most phony, fabricated $50,000 millionaires anywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of Dallas itself, the city of Dallas, there's a lot of contrivance all the way back in their history. I actually read a really interesting book about it called The Accommodation about the city of Dallas. And man, there's a lot of there's a lot of fakeness and
they're
niceties
fake.
In there that belie what Dallas often really is. And there is something to that that plastic kind of a $50,000 millionaire. There's a lot of fronting.
There is
a decent amount of that, I will say. Someone said the 832 highway system in Dallas is awful, makes no sense, just chaos. There really are a lot of there's a lot of tollways going on there. And then one of the things that I absolutely hated when I got up there, all these damn circle back entrances.
Oh yeah,
these loop-de-loop entrances to highways. Why? For who? For what? Right? Right? Why can't you just have the on ramp like a normal place would have? Why am I having to have this circle back entrance to get onto something? It don't make no sense.
The 832. Dallas-Fort Worth has plenty of hills with beautiful scenery. You are on mushrooms. Where? Where are the hills and beautiful scenery? Where? And then the other
thing. He might be talking about Austin.
I don't know. He must be talking about Austin. Hill Country, San Antonio, something like that.
I thought they did have. I thought Dallas did have a couple hills.
Hell no. And the man-made, you know, maybe some man-made hills. It's just a flat glass ranch.
Why is he so stuck on this landscape right now?
It's awful.
See, I feel like Houston is so flat, too. Like, I'm still trying to get adjusted to that because I kind of grew up where it was hills and all that stuff, too. But Houston is flat as a day old beer.
Oh, I'm not going
to
deny that, but I'm saying like there's things that are like give it some contour.
Give it some life.
Yeah, I got you. 281, Cowboys fans are delusional. Like there's something wrong with them upstairs. Cowboys fans born and raised in Houston are just straight up weirdos. Can't be trusted. Okay. That person is speaking about one or two very particular people. Not to say that does not also go very very far, but yeah, that absolutely. That definitely points to something. Somebody said the traffic, and
we got traffic.
I was like, I don't know that we can really point to that one. DFW really is though, different than Houston. It's just it's a big place with a whole bunch of little places in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just there's an Azel and a Flower Mound, and I'm just like, well, how many places are in this place? That's one of the things about Dallas that's mildly annoying at the very least. Oh, this one came up from the 832. They have stupid-ass dry areas with no alcohol.
They do. Like, you go through some counties. Is it West County? No, West County is the wet one that you drive to from some of the dry counties around Dallas. Like, you're driving to Dallas, and you stop and get some beer or whatever. Sorry. Dry County.
Damn.
What decade are we living in?
I didn't even know that exists.
What decade are we living in?
I'm still upset. We can't buy no liquor on the Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's the whole damn statement. At that point, you just got to plan ahead. That's what they told you. Plan ahead if you really want to get drunk on a Sunday. Yeah. Like you do with Chick-fil-A. First, I don't know if it's the first time, but not a lot of times that people equate getting their alcohol with getting Chick-fil-A, I imagine. From the 832, only thing I hate about DFW is the colder winters.
I feel like at this point,
does cold winter exist anymore?
Yeah, but they have the weather fluctuations.
Yeah, nah, I was up there one time, and honestly, I don't have a huge beef with the city of that. Maybe I ain't been there as much, but the places I've been, it was actually pretty nice. I was kind of in the Grapevine area.
Yeah.
They got this big old building. I forgot the name of it, but it's like some type of big facility, like people had conferences there and all that.
Are you talking about what is that? Great Wolf Lodge or one of those?
It's not that, but it kind of reminds you of it a little bit. But man, I was up there, dog. It got down to like 20 degrees.
Oh yeah, remember the Super Bowl? I was there for that one.
My car almost didn't start because it was so cold. And then I'm like, man, I ain't know it was snow on the windshield. I'm like, what in the world? I ain't know Dallas get down like that. Yeah. And so by the time I got back to Houston, it was like 85 degrees. I'm like, oh no, I ain't. That's a deal breaker for me, man.
Somebody from the 832. Oh, this is real hate. They said, I've been mad at Dallas since the TV series Dallas. Houston is the energy capital of the world. Chuck Norris will kick JR's ass. Okay. I see you. Let that just sit within you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
There is just a general elitism about Dallas that is really that's really kind of, where does that come from? You know, how did you get better than everybody else?
The TV show Dallas, I'm guessing. There you go. Question of the day. What do you dislike most about Dallas? Keep those coming in. Why not? Somebody said that they will, they'll find out as they're on their way up. They stopped at Bucky's. A whole bunch of Texans and Astros fans.
There we go.
Are up there. So they're heading up. In fact, Astros fans got a little bit of news today.
Yeah, they did.
You might have to come up with
it. Did they announce it at the juice box?
We might need to start calling the ice box. There was a little bit of news that Minute Maid Park is no more. Welcome to Daikin Park.
I'm sorry, what?
Daikin Park.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I said it. Daikin. There's two syllables there.
Yeah.
But that is where your Astros play. Same building, different sponsor. We'll talk more about that and what's popping later on in the show. But coming up next, let's get into around the NFL, where obviously there were some big games, but there was also some other really big performances in the course of this weekend in the NFL. We'll talk about those next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.